إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our third session. Naam. This is our third session, second part of the topic dealing with Al-Qur'an. And this second part, it's specific. Subject is the character of the Prophet. يعني كان خلقه القرآن. يعني his character, that is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, was the Quran. So we're reading from Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Badr. حفظهم الله, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. Tonight, بإذن الله تعالى, we're gonna pick up where we left off last week. That is with the statement of Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah that we intended to read last week. But as Allah decreed it, we ran out of time. So we didn't cover that point, the last point that was from the study guide last week. Question number 9, inshallah, will be at the top of the questions for tonight's class. Before we look at what we want to cover for tonight, we want to quickly review some of the points that we talked about last week. The first question from the questionnaire study guide number 2, what was the most frequent saying used by the mushriks of Mecca to cause people to flee from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Naam Siddiq. They used to say that he is majnoon, meaning that he's mad, that he is insane. Naam. And this, yani, the background for this, yani, why they were saying this, if somebody can just briefly, naam, Ibrahim.
To get to push the people away from
Naam,
him.
In order to cause the people to move, to run away from him, not to listen to him. Yani, to oppose the da'wah that he was calling the people to tawheed, to oppose this da'wah and to block the way from the people reaching the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and listening to him and hearing the truth and the message that he came with. So they told the people, yani he is majnoon. And question number 2, memorize Allah's response in Surah Al-Qalam, 68th Surah, ayats 1 through 6, to this falsehood repeatedly uttered against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Musa. Naam. طيب يكفي. نعم. Finish.
ستبصرون أيكم المفتون.
نعم. طيب. And the meaning of these ayat, يعني the critical point here is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that what?
بأيكم المفتون.
قبل هذا.
إنك لعلى خلق عظيم.
وقبل هذا ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون. يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that indeed by the mercy, by the favor of Allah, you are not majnoon, as they are claiming. You are not majnoon. And then he goes on to say, يعني وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, that indeed, يعني rather than being majnoon, rather you are upon a very high standard of character. يعني the deen of Islam. until the end of the ayat. In any case, the point here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to them with clear ayat that prove beyond doubt that their accusation, the propaganda that they were spreading, is false. It's false. It has no basis to it. Indeed, by the favor of your Rabb, you are not Majnoon. Now, after this, question number three, who was Dhimad al-Azdi? And what did he mean when he said, Innani Rajulun Qari'un? Innani Rajulun Qari'un. Abdul Haq.
Dhimad al-Azdi, he was a Sahabi who before accepting Islam would treat people who were touched by the jinn.
Okay, he was a man who, before Islam, he used to treat people who were touched by jinn.
Or
هو كان سيدًا في قومه, he was the leader of his people. Naam. And he used to treat people that were insane or people that were afflicted by jinn. He used to treat them and by the permission of Allah. Naam. And what did he mean when he said إنني رجل قارئ؟ عبد الحق, other عبد الحق.
بقوله إنني رجل قارئ هو يعني أنه يقرأ من به مس أو جنون وإن الله شفى على يده من شاء
من عباده
كان يظن إن لقى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليقرأن عليه لعل الله يشفيه على يده
يشفيه على يدي
على يدي.
Naam, yani he means by this saying innani rajulun qari'un, yani he means that he is a person who reads, who recites over people with words that by the permission of Allah caused at his hands those people to be cured from their sicknesses. He said innani rajulun qari'un. Qari'un means yaqra'u, means he reads, he recites over people. And by the permission of Allah caused those people on his hands, by the hands of this man, yani to be cured. Allah cured people by his hands. So he means by qari'un, he doesn't mean that I'm a person who knows how to read, rather he's a person who recites over people, and by the permission of Allah, they're cured. Naam. The next question, discuss the exchange that took place between him and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how did the encounter end? Naam, Ibrahim.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though the man came to him acting like he can benefit him in some type of way when he's Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't allow that to lead him to bad character or to get angry.
Okay.
Even
though the man came to him in a way that probably would offend people, the Prophet, he didn't take it as an offense, and he handled it, yani, with care and gentleness and respect, with good character. Now,
he just said in plain words, "In alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruh, may yahdi Allah fala mudilla lahu, wa may yudlil fala hadiya lahu, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, anna Muhammadan."
Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan.
وأن محمد عبد ورسول وأن يسد أعد علي كلامك هذا. He said, after he said that to him,
let's go back a little bit, right? We're going to come, right? Yani in the beginning of the encounter, the man he met, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what did he say to him?
He said
this saying, that indeed I am a yani rajulun qari'un. Aywa. Do you have any need for this? Would you like for me to read over you, to recite upon you? And then the Prophet ﷺ said, "Yani this saying, yani, in alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu, to the end of what he said, yani from Qutbat al-Hajj, yani that indeed the praise belongs to Allah, and we, yani, praise Him and we seek help from Him, and whoever Allah guides, there's no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there's no one that can guide him. And I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, that He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad ﷺ is His servant and His messenger." Yani, the man, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking, yani, would you like for me to help you, to read over you, to cure you? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam merely, yani, responded to him with words, yani, of praise and glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, singling out Allah, establishing tawheed, and the man recognized in these words something. You want to continue or somebody else want to help us? Now.
And after he heard the words,
Naam.
There's something very strange in the noob.
Naam.
He told her, he said, A'id alayhi kalamik
hadha. Naam. He said, repeat these words to me. Naam.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he repeated to him three times.
Naam.
And after he did that, he said, yeah, he explained to him, I've heard the speech of soothsayers and I've heard the speech of
magicians,
of sorcerers and of poets. Naam. This speech is nothing like that.
Naam. Yani the man said, I heard the speech of these people who deceive people and mislead people with their speech. Yani he said, I heard this, the speech of the kahana and the sahara and the shu'ara. This is not the speech of those kinds of people. And then he said to him something further. Anybody remember? Naam. Get Abdul Haq share with us, inshallah. كلماتك
هذه
نعوس البحر. يعني the meaning of this is that he said that your words, these words of yours, they are profound. They have reached the depths of the sea. They have reached the depths of the sea. It's profound what you have said. And then he said to him,
I want to make bay'ati.
Aatini yadak. Yani give me your hand so that I will pledge allegiance to you upon Islam. And he extended his hand and he gave allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this yani incident yani has a lot of yani significance, and yani we talked about it a little bit last week, but I would advise that you know we go back and look at this incident and read it and study it and reflect upon it and understand yani some of the benefits that may come from it, and that is that how we deal with people, our behavior, our character, our manners have a great effect on yani our ability to reach people. And this is very, very important. Yani it's very, very important. This says, question number 5, this incident is a clear indication of one of the great benefits of this deen directly resulting from good character. Explain. Now, how is this incident, yani, an indication of one of the great benefits that to the deen that comes from good character? Anybody on this side over here? طيب تفضل. نعم.
لما لقى جماد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
وقال
له كلماته، هو يعني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هو مجنون.
نعم.
ولكن ما أصبح رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قربانا، ولكن بلغه رسالته بحكمته وقال له إن الحمد لله.
نعم. يعني the man he came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم suggesting by his speech يعني that I am able to cure people who are ill, who are sick, who are crazy and so on. يعني that can be taken as an insult. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني didn't allow that to affect him. Rather, he maintained the character that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with, and he dealt with the person in a good manner, and it caused this man يعني to see in his character something different than what he saw and the other people, and this caused him yani to be inclined towards Islam and to accept Islam. So the benefit that we see in this incident is that yani the character of the da'i, of the person who's calling or inviting to Islam, which is every Muslim in some way or another, whether it's by speaking or whether it's by writing or whether it's just by your manners and your interaction with the people, the way you deal with them, yani that this is one of the greatest factors in your ability to attract people and to get them to listen to you and to accept the message that you are yani delivering. The character and manners and the way that you deal with people. So this is so very, very important. Yani the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through his character, affected this man in such a way he caused him to accept Islam on the spot. Question number 6, memorize an ayat of Quran, yani Surah Ali Imran, 3rd, 159th ayat, which clearly points to this great benefit of good character. Now I'm looking at who's in front of me, but I want to look at people who are behind me. Now Musa. Before that, Fabima. Naam. Meaning of this ayat, at least the first part of it that the Shaykh quoted, what is the meaning of this ayat? Naam.
It was by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you were easy with them.
It was by the mercy of Allah. It was by Allah's mercy, Allah's rahmah. that you were given the success in treating these people with gentleness, with kindness, to yani be gentle with them, to be easy with them. It was by Allah's mercy. And then he said, yani, that if it were other than that, your behavior was other than that, if you were harsh and hard-hearted and severe and stern with these people, they would have ran away from you. They would have ran away from you. And this ayah clearly indicates the importance, yani, in the da'wah of being gentle with people, handling people with care. Yani, this is the da'wah is not the battlefield. Yani, like that. That you have to be harsh and stern and rude and rough with the people who have not yet accepted Islam. Rather, this is the field of da'wah, is the field, yani, where a person reach out and extend yourself and treat the people with kindness and gentleness. And this is so very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. If you, being who you are, but if you have been harsh with the people, they would have ran from you. In spite of who you are, even though they know you are al-Amin, they know all about you, everything, but if you have been harsh with the people, they would have ran from you. So what about the people like ourselves who don't have any of those qualities and then also we have harshness? What do we expect? What kind of result do we expect? The last two questions. Question number 7, discuss the response of Aisha radiallahu anhu to Sa'd ibn Hisham radiallahu anhu when he asked about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character. Yani, what was the response of Aisha to Sa'd ibn Hisham, Naam Ibrahim, other Ibrahim? كان كله قرآن قبل هذا. What was the first thing she said to him? Naam? Do you not read the Quran? Yani, you're asking about the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't you read the Quran? Yani, if you are reading the Quran, it is there. You don't have to ask this question. He said, "Yes, I'm reciting the Quran." And then she said, "Yani." Naam, indeed, the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the Quran. Yani, was what is contained in the Quran. And finally, discuss the response of Aisha radiallahu anha to Yazid ibn Babanus when he asked about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's character. Naam, what was the response of Aisha this time? Naam, Ibrahim, in front of me.
She read the ayahs from Surah Al-Mu'minun.
She read the ayahs from Surah Al-Mu'minun. Naam.
وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. She said, قَالَتْ هَكَذَا كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ.
Naam. She recited to him, in this response, she recited to him the ayats, the early ayats from Surah Al-Mu'minun, yani, which is the 23rd surah of the Quran, and she recited to him the first 9 ayat. And then, after reciting them and what they contained, yani, of aqidah and akhlaq and adab and ibadah, then she said, and like this was the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. طيب, let's go to our place for tonight. I think in the Arabic we're reading from page 5. I hope page 5.
Yes, page 5.
Where on page 5? In the top, middle, or bottom?
I think
in the middle, right?
Top middle.
In the middle, the saying top. The top of the middle. طيب, the saying of Imam Ibn Qayyim. Naam. And in English translation, we're reading from page, I think, 77. Can somebody just check that? 77? From page 77. I don't know where on the page. I'm trying to remember. Right in the middle of the page. Okay? So that's what we're going to start from today. Naam. The Shaykh, he mentions here a statement from Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah, which, yani, discusses how this hadith which we just, yani, just finished reviewing, statement of Aisha radiallahu anha, that the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the Quran, and he begins to give some detailed explanation concerning what is meant by his character was the Quran. يقول الإمام ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى كما في كتابه التبيان في أقسام القرآن. He says in this book التبيان في أقسام القرآن, فهذه كانت أخلاق رسول الله المقتبسة من مشكات القرآن. يعني this was the character, the good, the traits of good character of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that are taken from the mishkat of the Quran. يعني from the lamp or the light of the Quran. From the light of the Quran. Here he says, فَكَانَ كَلَامُهُ مُطَابِقًا لِلْقُرْآنِ تَفْصِيلًا لَهُ وَتَبْيِينًا. يعني the speech of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was مُطَابِقًا لِلْقُرْآنِ. It was in agreement, in accordance with the Quran. It didn't differ from the Quran in any way whatsoever. Further than that, he said, تَفْصِيلًا لَهُ. It was يعني تَفْصِيلًا وَتَبْيِينًا. يعني it was giving the details and clarification of what is in the Quran, the speech of the Prophet ﷺ. So his character was the Quran first by his speech. His speech was in accordance with, in complete compliance with the Quran. Rather, it went further and gave the details of what is mentioned in the Quran in general and clarification of what is mentioned in the Quran that needs clarification. وَأُلُومُهُ أُلُومُ الْقُرْآنِ. And his knowledge, يعني all of the knowledge in every area that he had, it was that knowledge which came from the Quran. يعني he didn't have يعني some philosophy and some other theology that came from somebody else, from I don't know the people who are known for whatever these people are known for that we are following them for. يعني they have the ways of how to win friends and how to be successful and all of that. No, his knowledge, it was from the Quran. It wasn't from thinkers and philosophers and scientists. It was from the Quran. From Allah Rabbul Alameen. وَإِرَادَتُهُ وَأَعْمَالُهُ مَا أَوْجَبَهُ وَنَدَبَ إِلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنِ. His iradat, يعني his intentions, what he intended to do in his heart, وَأَعْمَالُهُ, and his actions that he actually performed, it was what the Qur'an made obligatory and that which the Qur'an encouraged to be done. مَا أَوْجَبَهُ وَنَدَبَ إِلَيْهِ. يعني what the Qur'an commanded us with, made obligatory, and even what the Qur'an يعني suggested that this is something good to do, even if it's not obligatory. That was what he intended. That was what يعني was the basis of his intentions in his heart and his actual actions. وَإِرَادُهُ وَتَرْكُهُ لِمَا مَنَعَ مِنْهُ الْقُرْآنِ. What he turned away from and that which he left that he didn't do is due to what the Qur'an has prohibited. What the Qur'an prohibited. وَرَغْبَتُهُ فِي مَا رَغَّبَ فِيهِ وَزُحَدُهُ فِي مَا زَهَدَ فِيهِ. And what he desired, what he was desirous of, was what the Qur'an, and he caused us to يعني, see as being desirable. What the Qur'an informs us is desirable. And what he left, يعني, he abstained from, had no desire for, was that which the Qur'an indicated to us to abandon, to abstain from, to leave off. يعني, his zuhud, his abandonment of the things were based upon what the Qur'an يعني suggested that we shouldn't be desirous of, that we should do without. وَقَرَاهَتُهُ أَوْ كِرَاهَتُهُ لِمَا كَرِهَهُ وَمَحَبَّتُهُ لِمَا أَحَبَّهُ. يعني what he hated or disliked was what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in the Qur'an that he hates or disliked, and what he loved was what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in the Qur'an that we should love. وسعيه في تنفيذ أوامره وتبليغه والجهاد في إقامته. And his striving was for the purpose of executing its commands, the commands of Allah in the Quran. And he strove to execute the commands of the Quran. وتبليغه, and to deliver, to convey the message of the Quran. والجهاد في إقامته, and striving in the way of Allah to establish the message of the Qur'an and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to us in the Qur'an. Yani this is, in brief, yani what Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says is the meaning of كان خلق القرآن. And then he says, فترجمت أم المؤمنين لكمال معرفتها بالقرآن وبالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وحسن تعبيرها عن هذا كله بقولها كان قلقه القرآن. يعني إن أم المؤمنين, the mother of the believers, عائشة رضي الله عنها, ترجمت, يعني she explained, due to the perfection of her knowledge of the Quran and her, and the perfection of her knowledge of the Messenger, knowing these two, the Quran and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the perfection of her acquaintance and knowledge of the Quran and the Messenger, and due to the excellence of her ability to express what she wanted to say, husni ta'abiriha, she expressed all of this, or she explained all of this, all of it, in this saying with just a few words, كَانَ قُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ, and his character was the Qur'an. And the questioner, yani who asked her this question, in this case, Ibn Qayyim says that he understood, he means Sa'd ibn Hisham, he understood from her this meaning, فَاكْتَفَى بِهِ وَاشْتَفَى, yani he sufficed, he found it, that answer to be sufficient, and he was satisfied, content with that answer. ويشير بذلك رحمه الله تعالى إلى قول سعد يعني لما سمع هذا الجواب فهممت أن أقوم ولا أسأل أحدا عن شيء حتى أموت. And here the Sheikh, Sheikh Abdul Razak is saying that Ibn Qayyim, that he is referring to يعني the questioner يعني سعد ابن حشام, and how he accepted this answer, considered it to be complete and full and clear and unequivocal, and not needing any further explanation, he sufficed with it, and he was satisfied with it. He's referring here to the saying of Sa'd, when he heard this answer, he said, I felt inclined to stand up and not ask anyone about anything until I died. Yani, no need to ask another question. This is sufficient for me. كَانَ قُلُقُ الْقُرْآنِ. Yani, if I understood this and applied it, I'm good. And I don't need to ask any more questions. If a person understands the meaning of these few words, كَانَ قُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ, and strives by the help of Allah and the permission of Allah, asking Allah's tawfiq to be able to do this, to implement the Qur'an in our lives as the Prophet ﷺ implemented, then you'll be okay. You'll be okay. Because you have the Qur'an and you have the implementation of it, the explanation of it, the demonstration of it in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, yani, he said this because he, it was sufficient for him, and he was satisfied with this tremendous, amazing, magnificent answer, and this, yani, correct speech that came from the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha. May Allah be pleased with her and cause her to be pleased. وهذا الذي قالته أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها وأرضاها شأنه كما ذكر جواب كاف شاف. يعني so this statement of أم المؤمنين, the mother of believers, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her and cause her to be pleased, يعني the affair of it is as has been mentioned, it is an answer that is complete, full, يعني sufficient, and it is also يعني clear, unequivocal, not needing يعني any further detail. And this is because يعني it, this answer is like this, it's complete and sufficient. ذلك أن من أراد أن يعرف خلق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عليه الصلاة والسلام وأدبه وتعامله فعليه أن يقرأ القرآن وليعلم أن كل أدب وكل خلق جاء في القرآن قام به نبينا الكريم عليه الصلاة والسلام على أتم وجه وأحسن. يعني in the Arabic transcript it has أحسن حالٍ, يعني I listened to the tape of the Sheikh, he said أتم وجهٍ وأحسنها, instead of حال أحسنها, that's what he actually said. يعني this is because this answer is so magnificent and sufficient and complete and satisfactory, that is because whoever wants to know the character of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and his manners and his way of dealing with other people, then it is incumbent upon that person to merely read the Qur'an. It is incumbent upon that person to read the Qur'an. And one should know that every yani detail of manners and character that came in the Qur'an, our noble Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, he has fulfilled it على أتم وجه وأحسنها يعني in the most complete and best manner possible. Whoever wants to know the character of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, it is incumbent upon you, me, us, to read the Quran. As we, in the first part of this course, and he talked about in detail, yani read the Quran, understand the meaning of the Quran, even seek help from the books of tafsir and the explanations of the scholars concerning the meanings of the Quran, contemplate on their meanings, reflect upon them, ponder over them, and then ask Allah's help to implement that which we get from the Quran. Here the Shaykh says, انظر في ذلك على سبيل المثال قال الله عز وجل. Look, يعني consider, يعني as, يعني just as an example, and there are many examples in the Quran, يعني where we will find this meaning that we are talking about here concerning the character of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and how he implemented everything that came in the Quran, يعني from that which he loved and that which he hated and that which he desired and that which he has no desire for. Yani it is all from the Quran. He says, for example, and here the Shaykh mentions 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ayat, and Allahu A'lam if he selected them randomly, yani as the first ayat that came to his mind, because yani there are so many to choose from, or did he select them specifically? But in any case, he mentioned these ayats just ala sabil al-mithal, just as an example of what the Quran contains in terms of character and manners and the khuluq, yani which, as he mentions further on, yani the khuluq, that means yani not only our relations with the people but also our relations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said first, he mentioned from Surah Al-A'raf, 7th Surah, 199th ayat, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Yani take the af, yani that which is extra, surplus, easy, yani this meaning is like vast, but in any case, yani that's the more yani obvious linguistic meaning. With inshallah, if we have time, we'll take a closer look at it. Very important ayat. Yani in your dealing with the people, accept from them that which is easy. Don't yani make hardship on the people. Don't yani demand from them more than they are able or willing to give. Wa amur bil urfi, and command with urf here means al ma'aruf. Yani that which the Quran and the Sunnah has confirmed as being good. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger consider good. وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ يعني means al-ma'ruf. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ, and turn away from those who are ignorant. And this also requires some explanation. After this he said, the saying of Allah Azza wa Jalla, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. And from Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 159th Ayat, yani that indeed it was by the mercy of Allah. And we came across this ayah last week, that you were gentle with them, yani with the people that you were calling. And if you had been severe and harsh-hearted with them, they would have turned away from you. Yani in this ayah came yani the characteristic or the character, yani the trait of gentleness in dealing with the people. And in the previous ayah, yani dealing with the people with ease, enjoining that which is good, and how you deal with the people of ignorance. Yani when you come across people of ignorance, how do you deal with them? These are also characteristics that we should be yani looking at, examining ourselves for them and trying to implement them. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hujurat, 49th Surah, 12th Ayat, اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعد الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا. That's how the Shaykh quoted it in the beginning of the ayat. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you believe, اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن, yani avoid, distance yourself from much of suspicion, of being suspicious of people. Because indeed some suspicions yani that are false and baseless, that have no basis, are a sin. And do not spy on one another, and do not backbite one another. And these are also characteristics, yani avoiding suspicion of people that has no basis, and not spying on people, and not backbiting. These are some of the horrible things that Yani the Quran warns us against having these kind of characteristics, and the Prophet ﷺ was the furthest from them of all of humanity. And the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Nahl, 16th Surah, 125th Ayat, Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal mawa'idhati al-hasana wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan. Yani in this ayat also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the Prophet ﷺ and yani his community as well, the ummah of Muhammad ﷺ, to invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and beautiful preachings and argue with them in ways that are best. And this is very, very important in terms of da'wah, and this is one of the topics that we're talking about yani in these lectures these days, last week and this week, the importance of da'wah and the ways of da'wah. And from the important characteristics of the da'i is that the da'i calls to the way of his Rabb with hikmah. And what does that mean? And mawa'idhat al-hasana, and beautiful preaching or teaching. And if we have to argue, we argue with them in ways that are best. We don't go to the extremes, cussing, swearing, raising the voice, yani using ugly sayings to people, belittling people. This is not from the way of da'wah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and consequently ourselves with. And finally, he mentioned the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Tur, 52nd Surah, 48th Ayat, وَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ. Yani be patient, wait patiently for the ruling, for the decision, for the judgment of your Rabb. Yani bear patiently the people's yani disbelief, their kufr, their resistance, their stubbornness. Be patient. Don't yani be hasty in calling for the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but be patient and wait for your Rabb to decide. And this is also very important, because sometimes we become frustrated and we lose patience. We lose patience. And we want yani something to happen quickly. And the Shaykh says, إِلَى غَيْرُ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ الْعَظِيمَةِ. And then there are also many, many other tremendous, great, magnificent ayat of the Qur'an that contain characteristics or good qualities of character that a Muslim yani should be described with. فَإِنَّ كُلُّ كُلَّ خُلُقٍ وَأَدَبٍ جَاءَ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يعني فَإِنَّ نَبِيِّنَا الْكَرِيمِ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُهُ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ عَلَيْهِ جَاءَ مِنْهُ بِأَكْمَلْ دَرَجَةٍ وَأَرْفَى مَنْزِلَةٍ وَعَلَى رُطْبَةٍ. يعني indeed, in these ayats of the Quran and others besides them, know that every trait of good character and every يعني good manner, or from the mannerisms or the etiquettes of dealing with the people that came in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, for indeed our noble Prophet salawatullahi wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi, he actually fulfilled yani all of these characteristics in the most perfect way and yani to the highest degree and the highest level. Yani the Prophet salallahu alayhi wa sallam exemplified them in the best way possible. Here I just want to mention that, as the Shaykh said, there are many other ayats that came in the Qur'an that contain characteristics that the Muslims should be described with, and those things that we should distance ourselves from. And I just want to mention to us only one place in the Qur'an where some of those ayats came collected together. And these are ayats that we have referred to in the past on numerous occasions. They came up in the discussions of the books that we have been reading. And from amongst them is Surah Al-Furqan, the 63rd ayat to the 77th ayat. And from amongst that which came in these ayats is the description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the Ibad al-Rahman. Ibad al-Rahman الذين يمشون على الأرض حونا. That the worshippers of ar-Rahman are those who walk in the earth humbly, yani with humility. And this is a very important characteristic of the yani worshippers of Allah, of the believer, of the Muslim. وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And when the people of ignorance address them, and how does the ignorant person address you except with ignorance? Yani the reason why they describe as the ignorant people is because they address you with ignorance. فَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ. So when the ignorant people address them, قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Yani they just say speech that doesn't contain any harm for the other person and doesn't bring any harm to their self. They say salama. Yani I'm not here to harm you and I'm not looking to be harmed. And then he goes on to mention, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّادَ قِيَامًا. They spend the night in prostration and standing, and they supplicate to their Lord, asking to turn away from the punishment of the hellfire. And when they spend, yani they are moderate in their spending, they are not wasteful, nor are they cheap. and they yani do not supplicate anything along with Allah, supplicate to anything along with Allah, and they don't kill anyone that Allah has made haram, yani that is unlawful, they don't commit zina, and he went on, yani they don't bear witness to falsehood, and they yani وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا, and when they pass by, yani lagwi, yani that which is vain, that doesn't have any benefit, that is yani foolishness and stupidness and ignorance, they pass by honorably, yani they don't engage in it. Somebody phone ringing. To the end of the ayat, to the end of these ayats, I'm saying this as an example from Surah Al-Furqan. This is an example of yani some yani ayat that contain many, many characteristics or qualities. Shaykh Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen has yani written a brief explanation, tafsir of these ayats that has been translated into English. I don't remember who translated it, but if somebody yani looked for that book, it's of great benefit. Okay, here I want to yani take a moment. I know that the time is yani short. We don't have much time left. Allahu musta'an. Anyway, yeah, I want to stop here because of the great benefit, yani the need or the necessity of these yani some of what the Shaykh has mentioned in these ayat. The first thing I want to look at, the first ayat that the Shaykh mentions, that is in Surah Al-A'raf, 7th Surah, 199th ayat. And I looked at some of the tafsirs of this ayat, each one of them contained tremendous benefit. To choose one of them over another is quite difficult. But my preference generally, yani if we're looking at the practical aspect of tafsir as opposed to the academic aspect, then my preference is usually the tafsir of Shaykh Abdurrahman al-Sa'di. And although the other tafsirs that we looked at brought a lot of benefits, I just want to quickly read a few points from his tafsir of these ayats from Surah Al-A'raf, 7th Surah, 199th ayat. The Shaykh, he says, the meaning of خُذُ الْعَفْوَ وَأَمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. He said, هَذِهِ الْآيَاتِ جَامِيَةٌ لِحُسْنُ الْقُلُقِ مَا النَّاسِ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي فِي مُعَامَلَاتِهِمْ. Yani these ayat collect together, gather together what is necessary to have good character, husnul khuluq, with the people, and what is expected, what is incumbent upon you in your dealing with the people. This ayat here is yani collecting within it in these three points, خُذُ الْعَفْوَ وَأَمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, is gathering together what's necessary in order to have good character in your dealings with the people. So what is expected of a person in dealing with the people? He said, أَنْ يَأْخُذُ الْعَفْوَ, it means here, yani ma samahat bihi anfusuhum, yani whatever the people, their nafs finds easy for them, ma sahala alayhim, what's easy for them of deeds and of character, yani accept from the people whatever they find easy to do, wala yukallifhum ma la tasma bihi tabaa'ihum, yani that which their nature, their natural disposition don't require from them, that which they find difficult upon them to do. And be easy with the people, accept from them whatever they offer of good, and don't press the people for more than that. Rather be thankful, be grateful from everyone, whatever you find from him, yani of good speech or beautiful actions, or even whatever is less than that. Be thankful for whatever comes from them of any good whatsoever, and pass over their shortcomings, and don't look at their defects that you find in them when you're dealing with the people. And do not act proudly towards the young person due to their being young, nor towards the person whose intellect is defective due to their defective intellect, nor to the poor person due to their poverty. Don't act proudly towards other people. Rather, treat all of the people with gentleness, and yani deal with the people in accordance with what is required by their condition, and that yani which would bring happiness to their chest, yani make people feel comfortable and easy. This is what he said, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ. This is how you should deal with people. Be easy with the people. Don't press the people, but accept whatever good comes from them, and don't make it more than that. وَأَمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ. He said, and command with ma'ruf, it means every good speech and every beautiful action. Yani And every perfect, yani good character, whether it is with those who are near to you, yani close to you, or those who are ba'id, distant from you, strangers or whatever. So whatever, yani make that which you come to the people with, let it be, yani the way that you deal with people, al-urf, it should be that, it should either, when you deal with people, it should either be ta'aleem ilm, that you're teaching the people some knowledge, or you're encouraging the people to do some good, or you're keeping the ties of relatives, or yani kindness, dutifulness to parents, or rectifying the differences that are between the people, or some beneficial advice, or a good correct opinion, or helping the people to do piety and righteousness, or warning the people from that which is ugly, or guiding the people in a way that they will achieve some benefit, whether it's worldly benefit or religious benefit. This is the meaning of وَأَمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. He said, yani when, since it is so that you will meet in dealing with the people, you will meet some harm from the ignorant people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded every one of us that when you meet the people of ignorance, to turn away from them and do not meet their ignorance with ignorance. Like it. So whoever caused harm to you with their speech or their action, don't cause harm back to them. Whoever deprives you of something, don't do the same to them. Whoever cuts off relations with you, don't do the same to them. Keep ties with them. Whoever has done wrong to you, dhulm to you, be just to them. If this ayah alone, that Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di said, collects what is necessary for good character with the people, and what is yani incumbent on one in dealing with the people, if a person was to implement this ayat alone in what he has given us here, it would be sufficient for us yani to be safe from the evil of our own selves and the evil of others. What time is the iqama? The iqama. Yani the adhan is now. I'm saying the iqama. Nobody knows? Okay, we'll take a few minutes after the adhan, inshallah. I just want to read, just briefly also, a few comments from Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di from the fourth ayat that the Shaykh mentioned, yani from Surah Al-Nahl, 16th Surah, 125th ayat. And the Shaykh, he explains in the tafsir of this ayat, أُدْعُوا إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوَئِذِةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ. Yani call the people to the way of your Rabb with wisdom. طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. I will just take a couple of minutes, which we only have a few minutes before the Iqama, but let me just take a couple of minutes for any summary of what Shaykh says, Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, concerning the ayat in Surah Al-Nahl, 16th Surah, 125th ayat. Yani this also very important ayat, dealing with character, but more specifically dealing with our character or our manners in giving da'wah to people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to call to the way of your Lord. The first point that the scholars mention concerning this is that our da'wah should be calling to Allah, to the deen of Allah, not to ourselves, not to our organizations, or to our groups, or to our people, to our leaders, or whoever. Should be the call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerely for the sake of Allah alone. The Shaykh explains though here, that the call with hikmah and maw'idhat al-hasana, and jadilhum billati hiya ahsan, al-hikmah, he says, it means that you call the people, call everyone in accordance with his condition, and his understanding, and what he is saying, and his, yani, the level of his submission or compliance with the deen of Allah. Yani, every person, you have to look at differently. It's not one way for da'wah for every person. But every person in accordance with his conditions. And from hikmah, the Shaykh says, and this is the first level here of the da'wah, is calling with hikmah. He said, it is the da'wah based upon knowledge, not based upon ignorance. And it is a da'wah where you begin with that which is most important, and then that which is also important, less than it. And it is bil-aqrab, because this is yani calling people with that which is yani nearer to their understanding, to their ability to comprehend. Calling people with that which they have the ability to understand. وَبِمَا يَكُونُ قَبُولُهُ أَتَمْ. And calling people with that which their acceptance of it would be more complete. Yani consider, what is it that these people are ready to accept? What can we get them to understand and accept? وَبِالْرِفْقْ وَالْلِينَ, with gentleness and kindness and easiness. This is why he said, it means with hikmah. If this works, and the person accepts the da'wah by hikmah, fine. Otherwise, then we go to the da'wah بِالْمَوْئِذَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ, with beautiful preaching. He said, and that is commanding the people and prohibiting the people with the commands and the prohibitions accompanied by targhib wa tarheeb. Yani that you command the people with that which encourages them to do what Allah has commanded them with. And you, yani, prohibit the people with that which, yani, turns them away from that which Allah has prohibited them from. And this, he says, it means that it will include, yani, al-awamir, yani, that which the awamir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what they entail of masali, the benefits that a person will get from complying with those commands. And enumerating those benefits to the person. And the nawahi, yani, the prohibitions and the harms that will come to a person who engage in them, and enumerating the harms for that person. Yani, commanding the people and showing them what will be the benefit in this. And prohibiting the people and showing them what will be the harm in this. And this, yani, al-maw'idhatul hasana, it also includes mentioning the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to those who fulfill that is required from them, from this deen. And the disgrace and humiliation that will come to those who do not practice this deen. And also mentioning to them what Allah has prepared for those who are obedient, the reward in this world and the next. And what Allah has prepared for those who are disobedient, yani, the punishment that Allah has prepared for them in this world and in the next. And if the person who you're calling thinks that they are upon truth, or that you're calling to falsehood, then you go to the next stage, and that is arguing with them, but with that which is best, yani, by the means or the ways that would be nearer and more likely for them to accept. Yani, aqlan wa naqlan. Yani, rational proofs and proofs from the revelation, from the Quran and from the Sunnah. And from this, the Shaykh, he says, yani, from this type of arguing, is that a person argues with the evidences that the person who you are arguing with believes in. Yani, that which they already accepted, you argue with those points. They can't escape from it. Not that which they don't believe in. And also he said, because this is nearer to achieving the desired goal. And likewise, he said, in arguing with the people, you should not argue in a way that leads to disputation. And, yani, harsh words being used and swearing and name calling, which cause the objective to be lost. And there's no benefit that will come from this. Rather, and this is what I'll close with, بَلْ يَكُونُ الْقَصْدْ مِنْهَا. Yani, the intention behind this arguing with the person should be هِدَايَةَ الْخَلْقِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ لَا الْمُغَالَبَةِ وَنَحْوَهَا. Yani, the intent should be that the people be guided to the truth, and not that you be the one who just merely overcomes them. Yani, the arguing, if it has to be done, it should be done in the best way. And this means that we should not be arguing to defeat. Rather, we should be arguing to guide to the truth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us with, sent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with, and his ummah, yani, to call to that which he called to. Are we going to stop here? And in light of that, yani, the last three questions in the study guide, yani, we didn't reach to those discussions. Inshallah, in the next week we'll come to that. I hope that, yani, these ayats that we summarized, some of the tafsir concerning these two ayats, and the ayats that the Shaykh mentioned, the five ayats, but specifically these two ayats, I hope that there's some benefit, and what we have shared here from the tafsir, which, yani, the benefit is the clearer understanding of these ayats. And the benefit also, hopefully, is that we begin to realize that it's not sufficient to read the Qur'an without reading its tafsir. It's not sufficient. Even if you are Arab, even if you are fluent in Arabic, it's not sufficient to read the Qur'an without calling for help upon the scholars of tafsir who explain these ayat. Because if any one of us read these ayats without the tafsir in Arabic, who's fluent in Arabic, Ya Muhammad, alayhi kadalik, where will we be without this tafsir? Where will we be without this tafsir? So I hope one of the benefits is that it's a reminder to us that we need to be reading the tafsir, and we need to be reflecting upon the Qur'an with the help of tafsir, pondering over its meanings, and then asking Allah's tawfiq to implement that which we are learning. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And brothers and sisters, please do not forget to help the masjid. Please do not forget to help the masjid. And also, let's remember very, very importantly, we cannot emphasize enough that the main objective of this class is to make us more familiar with the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we can try to take him as our model and our example to mold our lives in accordance with his character sallallahu alaihi wasallam.